Hello and welcome to my podcast on risk assessments. So a risk assessment tells you what the risk is, how you control the risk, and what to do in the event of an accident. So you should have a risk assessment table in three columns, just like the one on the wall of your classroom. What the exam board wants to see is a risk assessment that is specific to your experiment. So we don't want to see, I'm going to tie back my hair, push my bag under my desk, and all that kind of stuff. Okay, that is relevant, but that's not what they want to see. They want to see something specific to your experiment. Now, some experiments may not have any particular risks, and may be quite safe. So you feel free to say that, but explain it. However, some examples of risks might be acid is corrosive. A control strategy might be to wear goggles and a lab coat. And in event of emergency, you might wash the eye out with cold water using an eye wash. If you're just using hot water, it is more than acceptable to say, I will control the risk by keeping water temperature to 60 degrees C, which won't burn you. I will keep glassware away from the edge of a table to prevent it breaking. And that in the event of glass breakage, I will sweep it up immediately or ask a teacher to sweep it up immediately. And in the event of a burn, I'll run it under cold water for 10 minutes. Again, make sure your risk is specific to your experiment and it identifies the risk in your experiment, not just general risks. If you do that, you should be well on your way to a 6.